Well, Kevin, let's start with how many votes came in.
Yeah, between KPLU listeners and NPR listeners, we received about 1,600 votes, and each person who voted got to choose their favorite, their second choice, and then their third choice. So really, almost about 4,500 or so total song nominations came in.
And you've compiled some interesting stats about the survey, including the oldest song selected.
Call him to bed. Spring's hard as lead. Feel like old Ned. Wish I was dead. What did I do to be so black and blue?
Yeah, on the top 50, the oldest recording was done back in 1929, recorded by Louis Armstrong. That was What Did I Do to Be So Black and Blue? And then in 1997, that was the most recent one. Diana Krall's Peel Me a Grape was recorded.
Peel me a grape, crush me some ice, skin me a peach, save the fuzz for my pillow.
39 of the 50 songs are 50 years or older. 46 of the 50 songs are 40 years or older. And only three in the top 50 were recorded in the last 20 years, and there were no songs in the top 50 from the 70s, which just goes to prove I'm still the only good thing that came out of the 70s.
Well, you know, you really started to see some trends and just realize that the classics or standards really hold up.
Yeah, Billie Holiday and Ella Fitzgerald, they account for 15 of the 50 songs. And then there's some other interesting things in there, too, like one of Ella's songs. She, quote-unquote, forgets the words, ended up winning a Grammy for it. And that was her version of Mack the Knife, recorded live in Berlin, 1960.
Oh, what's the next chorus to this song now? This is the one now. I don't know.
And then another interesting song from trumpeter Clark Terry, one of his vocal recordings, was Mumbles with the Oscar Peterson Trio, where you can't understand a single word.
Well, you tend to hear a lot of mumbling from Oscar Peterson in the background anyway, so that's perfect. And I understand there was one particular album that kept popping up on this list.
I used to visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails.
Well, we had three songs from Johnny Hartman and John Coltrane's Coltrane and Hartman release in the top 50, but almost every single song off that album was nominated and received several votes. And that was actually the only album that John Coltrane ever recorded with a vocalist. And a lot of people, when they talk about, oh, what's Coltrane's best album, you know, they'll say Giant Steps or Blue Train or something like that. But I think, you know, as popular as this album was on the list, you really need to at least keep in mind the Coltrane-Hartman album in that mix.
All right, some very interesting findings in the survey. Let's now have the big reveal. Kevin, what was the number one song?
Well, by a landslide, Billie Holiday's 1939 recording of Strange Fruit.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit, blood on the leaves and blood at the root, black bodies swinging in the sun.
Strange Fruit was originally written as a poem that exposed American racism, particularly the lynching of African Americans. It's a very intense, very powerful song that never really got a ton of radio play, but sold a lot of copies, really moved a lot of people, and ended up selling over a million copies for Billie Holiday. And I think it just goes to show that an important song remains important 74 years later, and that's why I ended up topping the list.
Yeah, because we have a lot of popular songs that got a lot of airplay that people know and can sing the words to. And a lot of people know Strange Fruit as well. But it, like you said, it just goes to show a song of that much importance. Ranking number one on this list really speaks for itself.
Yeah, Billie Holiday was, she was actually hesitant to perform it live. But when she first started performing it live in the clubs, it would have to be her last song. There would be no encore. It was so powerful that you just had to go out on that song.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kristen.
Jazz on the Grooveyard and Weekend Edition Saturday host Kevin Kniestad, the keeper and compiler of this list, which is at our website, kplu.org.
Here is a strange